Okay, I'm here today with one of my friends from high school, actually, and I've known him for probably, 15 years? At least 15 years.
At least.
At least 15 years. So he's known me for a very long time. He's actually seen me through probably middle school, possibly even elementary school, but probably more middle school to high school to college to post-college.
Different phases, but still consistent, strangely.
So what would you say, what kind of stuff did we bond over in middle school and high school, would you say?
I remember when our parents were friends, and I remember when we first came over to, your place, for me, since you told me this topic is about feeling like a geek, I saw all these people, and I usually get a little bit, nervous or anxious. And what I would do is I would just, my concept of what a party was where was the game? Either, board game, mafia, card game, or video game, because that's how I bonded with people. So I would say there's this guy that I met, and since we're not using names.
There's names. We're not using any names.
All right. So there's this guy that I met that was, into role-playing, was into computer games, was into, board games, and I have to say he seemed to have a lot more games than anybody else that I knew. He played a lot of games. He enjoyed it.
Right.
He made it seem really comfortable because there's always an awkwardness that I kind of associated with playing these games. I ought to be talking.
A lot of times we grew up playing role playing games, and you would come over to my house along with our other friends, and we would sleep over, play video games. Do some role-playing games, that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, fun stuff for me.
Fun stuff. Now, but it's really fun.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So would you do it now? If I was like, hey, let's have a sleepover, let's play some video games, let's do some role-playing games, I feel like you would still come.
What are you doing tonight?
Well, that's true. We did just come from Target, where we just bought a video game, X-Men, which we'll be playing soon. But I kind of wanted to... Well, here's what happened the other day.
Okay.
So I'm at a cafe with two of my other friends, right? And I see in the corner that there are these two people with this huge stack of very familiar looking hardcover books.
Okay.
I'm like, I know what those are.
Dragonlance?
Well, D&D. So, but to confirm, I go to the bathroom and I kind of walk by their table and I see it's D&D, it's the new edition. And these two guys, I'm like, they're playing D&D for sure, right? Mm. And they're waiting for another person to come. So the other person ends up coming up. And we're about to leave the coffee shop, but I'm like, listen, I really want to play some D&D in my life right now. So, I'm going to introduce myself to these strangers.
To see if you can get in?
To get in, exactly. And I actually thought of you because I was thinking, maybe we could both play together with them. Now, would you have approached them in public?
No,
you wouldn't. Because it took me a good half an hour building up my confidence.
I could relate to that. I don't think I would even get over the hump. Not because... it would take me that long. It's just I would not even try. I would just be like, I don't want to enter the situation. So
you don't want to be. I mean, I feel like we approach our childhood in different ways because we are both probably the same level of geek and dork.
I mean, if they had asked me to play, I would join them, but right. I would not ask to join someone.
But how would they know you're a dork? Because you don't look like a dork. You know what I'm saying? They didn't look like dorks either, but they definitely, they're probably a little bit older than me. They weren't like the normal geeks who were really, really smelly or dirty or something. They're not that conception. They look like normal people. They just had a lot of D&D, and we were in a very hip coffee shop. And at the same time, they were just out and proud and just had their Dungeons and Dragons books out. And I'm like, cool, I want to play with these guys.
Okay. Honestly, I think... sometimes it's not just the look. There's a vibe. It could be the body language. It could be.
Okay, so we obviously had a very geeky childhood, and but now I feel like geeks are kind of cool. Star Wars is cool. Role playing games is still not cool, but video games are cool. These things are cool. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And for so long, I feel like we've had to sort of fight it and hide it.
I guess I maybe disagree with whether Well, cool is a hard thing to define. I think what I've... my theory is the reason why there's this new hipness to games and to comic books, how they're dominating now the movies, is because, you know, there's actually some passion behind them. I think a lot of times, I don't really know how to say it, but, like, there's so much more involved in a backstory to, say, a Wolverine. There's just so many people that identify with them than, say, you know, your typical Hollywood story. So they've kind of run out of ideas, which is why they're diving into these things. In terms of the hipness, like, I wouldn't say... I mean, you said, like, I don't seem outwardly maybe like a geek. Because I'm not, like, proud of being a geek, although I would acknowledge it if directly
right.
questioned.
You're definitely not proud of it, right.
I still feel, I mean, from my parents' perspective, like, I mean, I have, like, ridiculous amount of games. Like, I'm
looking at, like, 40 video games right now.
And the thing is, like, I think when you grow older, I read this theory. It's called, like, the pack theory. It's like the parent, adult, child. And basically, it's just, like, inside of you, there's whatever your parents have told you. Like, don't do this, be smart, study hard. You know, these things they've told you are still inside of your head, and you kind of carry forward with it. So there's a part of me that still feels like, you know, this is still kind of childish. This is actually not cool in the definition of, you know, this is not what I should be doing.
So it's more parents than peers?
I don't actually care that much about, I guess, maybe peers, what they think in that sense.
I always thought it was the peers.
My parents are a bigger influence on me than my peers. So that's, from a personal standpoint, like what they think, you know, has significant sway.
So because they see it as a childish pursuit, you kind of don't like to do it.
Yeah.
Even though you do it.
And not just my parents, but maybe some of my close friends. Like, I don't have actually a lot of close friends that like to play games, you know, or even board games or even anything. And, I mean, they like to play, but I feel like sometimes they're humoring me.
Okay.
Because it's just something that we can do. I actually have a friend who was telling me, and he was relating the story, where he has, like, a younger brother who plays a lot of video games. And the way he talks about his younger brother is, like, just so full of contempt that it kind of, like, I kind of think about that. And, like, you know, gee, you know, I mean, he does think this way about, you know, this thing. And but the thing is, I agree with that. I actually feel the same thing. You know, I think, you know, maybe, you know, there's so many more things that I could be using my potential towards, you know, and this is just a small part, but I mean, I could be, you know, helping the world. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Nobody wants to help the world. you might as well just play X-Men with me tonight, all night.
sure.
I guess the other thing that I did want to also talk about was, once upon a time, you dated a girl who was really good at StarCraft.
Oh, dude.
And that was, like, hot. and she was like, you're very good.
She was awesome. And I have to say that was actually one of the most awesome periods of my life. And I wish she would come back. And, I mean, StarCraft 2 is coming out, and I actually still talk to her, but, you know, she's actually getting her PhD right now, so she's also...
StarCraft 2 is coming out,
StarCraft
actually.
2 is she going to be out. Playing? I'm hoping she will be, but, I don't know. The thing is, like, when I talk to her now, actually, I feel like at one point we were equal in terms of, like, accomplishments and in terms of desire to do certain things, and I feel like I haven't really... progress much since I was like 21, and I kind of feel a little bit of, like, when I was talking about my parents, there's a little bit of internal shame that I feel, you know, like, you know, I can't say, it's just like, you know, like the whole thing.
Well, what I'm really interested in is, are you still going to play StarCraft 2 with me?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Continue. Go ahead.
Okay. So now
that's the most important part.
Now that we've gotten that out of the way, I guess the topic is about, you know, whether or not it's really cool or have things, like, flipped around. My theory is when what people identify with is, like, passion. Like, you know, when you hear somebody sing, like, a song and it really hits you, it's like you can feel that they're really into it. I feel like there's a lot of people who do things because they don't, I mean, they're following the crowd and they're doing things because marketing says this is cool. For the longest time, you know, people who were doing these things was, I mean, there's nobody motivating you to go get into comic books. You got into comic books because
you liked it.
Yes. Because you liked it, and there's no other force.
But now people are like into it.
So now it might change. Now the youngest generation, you know, like that little kid.
Like the little kid we saw. We saw a little kid today at Target who's maybe like 3, and he's wearing a full-on Wolverine costume. It's obviously not Halloween, and he's going to grow up around Wolverine. He's going to grow up around comic books.
But, you know, when he hits 20 and 25, and maybe he's like in college and going to frat parties, will he still remember Wolverine with the same amount of passion that someone of our era, you know, or someone of our age?
I mean, I think it'll be like them remembering He-Man. Like, He-Man's cool because he was on TV, whereas mm-hmm. X-Men weren't that. I mean, when we were at frat parties, I mean, not that I went very much, but like, we weren't like, ooh, you want to talk about X-Men? But mm-hmm. later, I feel like when he's 25, like, they can connect around Wolverine because everybody at the party will know who Wolverine is. Mm-hmm. Versus when we were at school, they're like, who's Psylocke? Who's this? Who's that? You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
So I feel like that's kind of like the mainstream thing where everybody will have references to it. So like if you're like Transformers, everybody's like, oh, that's cool. Like exactly how it is now. Like all these kids are into Transformers for no reason. And I'm like, why do you even know who this is? Like you're just watching this movie. You've never seen the cartoon.
You're
18. You had no idea what's happening, but you're on. You're on board.
You know, I mean, I'll speak to Transformers. Like I used to be like the only time they were on TV was like Saturday morning at like 6 or 7, and I would wake up early just to watch that.
Right.
And then, like when I used to get the Transformer toys, you know, they would give you that whole map of the different Transformers. Yeah. I would stare at them, and I think, well, how would these transform? And I just look at the picture, and I have to try to mentally understand how these things are transforming. I mean, there's basically what I'm saying is there's a lot of passion for me behind Transformers.
So you're saying that it's the passion that drives this new geekery.
That's my theory. It's like the passion's so strong that it kind of envelops other people.
Okay. 1 second. Okay. So the other thing that I kind of want to bring up was this. In our group of friends, we also happen to grow up with somebody. I think you'll know who I'm talking about very quickly.
Okay.
And I've always kind of maintained that she is sort of like a geek stream. You know? Because she's super sort of like into all the geeky things. She's into comic books, she's into video games, she's into board games, she's into graphic novels, she's into like everything that traditionally girls wouldn't be.
This is someone I know.
This is someone we both know. I mean, you know who I'm talking about, right?
No, but
are you sure?
I mean,
you do.
I might be blanking now.
Right. So I mean, I've always said this to my other friends. I'm always like, she's cool. Like, she's, you know, she's like, she's cute. She's attractive. She's into all these other things. And on top of that, she's actually just like a super geek inside. And so she's always sort of dated guys who are like, have these interests that she plays board games. She plays like, and not like Monopoly board games, but like Settlers. She'll like have like Settlers parties, or she'll be like into all this kind of stuff.
Okay.
I mean, do you think that she's a pretty rare bird? Or do you think that there's tons of girls like her?
Well, I mean, like, I think she's a rare bird. I think she's just a lover in general of many things. So, I mean, she's just, I think, self-proclaimed dork for life. But on the other hand, she's also got, she's got a lot of other, personality attributes that make her a good person. So she interacts well with others.
I mean, she's super social.
Yeah, she's super social.
Like, she'd be awesome without the geek factor.
Yeah. Actually, I think I think from what I can, I would describe her as someone like you always could feel like you're comfortable talking to.
But I'm just talking about like straight on the geek side though. Like, doesn't that just kick it up a notch? Like for me, I'm like, that kicks it up like 5 notches because like, A, it's super rare. B, it's like, you're not going to find girls like that very often.
Yeah. I guess so. So maybe from a scarcity standpoint, you want to talk to her more because you can't have this conversation with,
she volunteers at Comic-Con.
She'll stand
in line.
She dresses up.
To get something signed. Like, these are not, for me, most of the girls I know, these aren't normal traits. Do you know what I'm saying? But she's also got, I mean, she's got all the other stuff, you know. She's She's also fashionable. She can go shopping. She has lots of female friends, lots of male friends. I mean, she has all those things.
Yeah,
plus all the geek stuff.
Yeah, I mean, she tried to be a model for once. I don't know if you knew that. There's a very...
What kind of model? Like a cosplay model?
No, like a legitimate, I don't know, like a straight model or something.
Oh, like a real model?
Like a real model.
Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, she's attractive.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So what I'm saying is that, I mean, is that something that we would look for? I mean, something I would... in my heart want to look for someone to date, knowing that I've only known like two people like this in my life.
I feel like that's like fool's gold from like a geek, because I mean, you know what, there's enough that it happens and you hear of it, but it's kind of like, you know, looking for like the really pretty girl with a good personality. It's yeah, there's like a handful, but they tend to have their pick basically of anybody, actually. So when it comes to the geek stardom or the geek stratosphere, these type of girls will probably have their pick, so to speak. So
we're sort of jettisoning geekery for just a normal girl. Like, but you know what? A lot of video game shows, like, there's a lot of these people that I follow online or through Twitter, these girls who are, like, geek girls, but, like, super, super, like, attractive. I almost feel like our friend could have been, like, a precursor to that sort of model. You know, if you watch like G4, you watch Attack of the Show, whatever, like they throw these girls on there who are like hot, and they're also into video games and like all this kind of stuff. And this is like a new thing.
I haven't been watching.
But that doesn't attract you to the show.
No, it would. I mean, I've probably just never heard of these shows, and that would make me maybe more interested in seeing them. But I don't know. I guess it's not going to seal the deal for me. In that sense, like maybe I would almost be slightly offended, as in they're trying to, you know, call it what it is instead of trying to mix too many things into it.
Have you ever been in a situation with, say, a girl where you felt like your geek cred was being threatened?
No, well, no, because I mean, like I said, I'm not, I don't hide it. Like, the geekdom, but there is some amount of, like...
No, but, like, she's trying to out-geek you on what you know.
Really?
Yeah. I had this happen to me recently.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't been in that situation.
You've never had that happen to you?
No.
It's a little disconcerting. Girl was, like, talking to me about fantasy football, like, more than I knew. She's, like, talking about this player and this player. I was like, wow, you go deep. And she's like, oh, yeah, and your team's doing this. I'm like, oh. Whoa, I was like, whoa, you know so much.
Okay.
And I couldn't tell if I was, like, attracted to that or just scared.
Well, why is that? Do you think he was trying to, like, shatter your identity, or...?
No, I mean, she just knew a lot, and we hit upon a topic that we both liked, fantasy football. But she just knew so much, and I know a lot, too, but, like, she knew a lot. And so I was just like, oh, wow, like, you're really cool. But at the same time, I'm a little frightened.
I see. Well, I mean, I guess I can't really speak that much to it. I haven't really experienced that.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to talk about in the geekery theme?
Give me a couple minutes to think. I mean...